Hi, this is Shoda. I'm in South Africa. I've got something pretty interesting. Questions that get asked before people travel to the South Africa. Pretty daft if you ask me. But, South African tourism, I suppose we could expect anything like, do you have lions in your backyard, that type of thing. Well, the first one is like, question, does it ever get windy in South Africa? I've never seen it raining on TV. So how do the plants grow? That's from someone in the UK. Well, the answer is, we import all our plants fully grown and then just sit around watching them die. Here's the next one. Question, will I be able to see elephants in the street? That's from somebody in the USA. Well, the answer is, depending how much you've been drinking, Bob. And the next question was, I want to walk from Durban to Cape Town. Can I follow the railroad tracks? That's from someone in Sweden. The answer is sure. It's only about 2,000 kilometers. What's that? 3,000 miles? Hell. Next one is question. Is it safe to run around in the bushes in South Africa? Also from a guy in Sweden. Answer? So it's true what they say about Swedes. The next question. Are there ATMs, in brackets, cash machines in South Africa? Can you send me a list of them in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Knysna and Jeffreys Bay? That's from somebody in the UK. And the answer is, what did your last slave die of, Bob? Next question. Can you give me some information about koala bear racing in South Africa? From somebody in the USA. Answer? Australia. That's a big island in the middle of the Pacific. Africa. There's a big triangle-shaped continent south of Europe, which does not. Oh, forget it. Sure, koala bear racing is every Tuesday night in Hillbrow. Come naked. Question, which direction is north in South Africa? From somebody in USA. Well, the answer is face south, then turn 90 degrees. Contact us when you get here and we'll send the rest of the directions on to you. Next question, can I bring cutlery into SA? That's from someone in the UK. Well, of course. Why? Why would you want to do that? Just use your fingers like we do. Next question. Can you send me the Vienna Boys Choir schedule? From somebody in the USA. Well, the answer to that is Austria. That quaint little country bordering Germany, which is, oh, forget it. Sure, the Vienna Boys Choir plays every Tuesday night in Hillbrow, straight off to the koala bear races. Come naked. Question. Do we have perfume in South Africa? From someone in France. Nope, we don't stink. Next question. I have developed a new product. That is the Fountain of Youth. Can you tell me where I can sell it in South Africa? That's from somebody in the USA. The answer? Anywhere where significant numbers of Americans gather, Bob. Question. Can you tell me the regions in South Africa where the female population is smaller than the male population? That's from somebody in Italy. Oh yeah, go to gay clubs, Bob. Question, do you celebrate Christmas in South Africa? From someone in France. Yep, only at Christmas. Next question, are there killer bees in South Africa? That's from Germany. Not yet, but for you, Bob, we'll import them. Next question, are there supermarkets in Cape Town? And is milk available all year round? That's from someone in Germany. Nope, we're a peaceful civilization of vegan hunter-gatherers. Milk is illegal. And next question, please send a list of all doctors in South Africa who can dispense rattlesnake serum. That's from somebody in the USA. The answer is rattlesnakes live in America, which is where you come from. All South African snakes are perfectly harmless, can be safely handled, and make fantastic pets. Question, I was in South Africa in 1969, and I want to contact the girl I dated while I was staying in Hillbrow. Can you help? That's from someone in the USA. Yes. And you will still have to pay her by the hour, Bob. The next question, also from someone in the USA. Will I be able to speak English most places I go? Hell yes, but you'll have to learn it first, considering speak was spelled S-P-E-E-K. I guess that's pretty funny, considering what some people think of South Africa. I mean, I went to the USA about 5-6 years ago and stayed there for a year. And the questions I was asked, like, do we have cell phones? And are there lions in the backyard? And, oh, man, it was a hoot. Anyway, Shoda signing off. Take care.